Every yid is a fire. Every yid is a big tzaddik. Every yid has that pintle yid, that it factor, that X factor. Every single Jewish individual, every one of us that's a part of this fraternity and brotherhood that we call the Hebrews and Israelites, we all have unimaginable potential. And today, we add another title to our names, another skill to our God-given tool belts. What is that skill? It is that every single yid is a chef. Yes, that's right, a chef. We are proficient in food preparation. We are that chief of the kitchen, a professional cook. And now, before you complain, bellyache and whine that, hey, what are you talking about? I never went to Johnson and Wales or Kendall College of Culinary Arts, nor have I attended any of the great courses or lectures, expos, to learn the profession, the skill, or as they call, the art of cooking. So how is it that every yid is a chef, you may ask? Well, allow me to explain, and allow me to welcome you into this week's weekly Parsha podcast, the Parshas Tzav, Tavshin Pei Dalid, Parshas Para edition. And you are hopefully well aware that Parshat Tzav is very much a continuation of the same narrative that was brought up in the previous Parsha, Parshas Vayikra, in which we were introduced to the laws, the customs, the rituals of processing and offering sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash. Sefer Vayikra, called Toiras Koyhanim by the sages, gives us all the rules and regulations, the news and notes of how proper karbanos are processed and offered. And there are myriads, cadres, of different karbanos that we will learn about in the coming weeks. Now, we've already heard of some of them. A person could offer a karban ola to Hashem. A mensch could offer a karban shlomim. You may sacrifice a karban chatos, an usham, a mincha, a tamid, a musaf, a karban pesach. Maybe we'll say that certain offerings of bikurim and the machzitz hashekel, maybe different items that are pertaining to the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, all described here. An interesting fact, even, that out of the 613 commandments that we have in the Torah, the Rambam actually counts them, that 100 out of these 613 all are directly concerning proper sacrifice processing. So when a person will endeavor to travel up to the Beis HaMikdash, the Har HaBayis, and offer a sacrifice, if he should, God forbid, fail in his Oyla Shlomim Chatas Asha Mincha Tamin Musaf Pesach, then he may miss out on a large opportunity. God forbid, he will fall underneath the harsh rebuke of the prophets, that Jewish people, how is it that you bring lame, injured, blind sacrifices? You poorly execute your obligations. Not even a pauper would want your sacrifices. God forbid, for a karban done or gone horribly wrong isn't the best situation. Could it be a zivchei mesim? Could it be a sacrifice to the dead? Could it be filled with wrong intentions? Could it be pigel or nosar? All of these important halachos. that are pertaining to a well-executed car bun. But if you should merit to bring a car bun and do it right, after you've done semicha, you've rested your hands with all of your might upon the animal's head, the blood has been taken care of, dispersed, flicked properly, the fats burned, the mizbeach has been properly prepared, and you've made it to the Beis HaMikdash, and you've done it. You've been knighted. That you have graduated to the level of a job well done. You've brought this carbon and all of its laws. You've done it properly. You get a sticker. You get a job well done. And what is that sticker, that trophy of successfully carrying out a carbon? You get what the Torah calls a reach nichayach l'Hashem. Interesting words, but they come up a bunch. Loosely translated as, your offering has been accepted favorably before Hashem. Unkelis translates it this way, for he famously tries to steer us away from ever attributing corporeal, physical attributes to the Almighty. So it is a pleasing aroma of sorts, according to Ibn Ezra. The most basic translation, your sacrifice, it smells good. God's proud of you. Rashi, and he explains what it means to get this sticker of a job well done, says, you'll find it in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes, Nachas Ruach Lefonai. You have brought a pleasure to me. Sha'amarti, because I told you to go and do a karbon and do it this way and not that way. V'na'ase ritzoni, and you have done my will. That is pleasing to God. A job well done. That's reach nichayach l'Hashem. And now it feels like the proper time to introduce this tasty medrash. The medrash in Vayikra Rabbah and Zayin Dalet. And describing what it's like physically and spiritually to bring a proper carbon to Hashem. Isa mashal, there's a mashal. Lamelech, there's a king. Like all good Jewish parables, there's got to be a king. Shehayelo shnei migursin. I didn't know what that meant, so I looked it up and asked for help. This king had two migursin, two chefs. One chef cooked up a dish for the king. He tasted it and it was delicious. Kind of a next level chef, top chef, chef competition, who does it better? And the second person also made a delicious dish. A tasty delicacy for the king. V'einon yodim eze mehem arav lo yoser. But neither chef nor the population, those watching, know which dish was tastier to the palate and belly of the king. Ella, mimashehu mitzave es hasheni. There is one way to figure this out. When the king will go back and reorder from the second one, va'omar lo, ketav shelazeh ta'asali. Hey, excuse me, chef, can you make that again? As soon as that happens, he reorders. Anu yoyde'im shasheni arav lo, we know that that one was more tasty, more scrumptious than the other one's dish. Arav bo yoser. The Medrash connects this, it goes on. The kachikra of Noach carbon. Noach brought a carbon. The carbon wasn't ordered again. And seems like there was something that was tasty, but it wasn't as tasty as when Klal Yisrael akrivu Yisrael v'haya arev la'kadosh baruch hu. And Hashem said, Reach nichayach tishmeru l'hakrev li. We know that the sacrifices that they've been reordered. At Arav Lo Yoser, these are very tasty dishes. These are reyach nichoach l'Hashem. And the great spiritual dean, the Mashkiach Ruchani of Yeshivas Mir during the Roaring Twenties, the great Rav Yeruchim Levovitz, Zecher Tzadik Vekadersli Vracha, he tells us, V'hadvorim mavhilam ad ma'od, how incredible these words are. And in his classic style, he takes the Medrash quite literally. Every person has an avoda as part of his service, lefnei Hashem, inyan shel asiyas matamim. We are making dishes. We are chefs, chiefs of our restaurants. Tzarchu ha'adam lios uman. We need to be skilled and proficient. Bebishel, betivol. Why? So that it should be delicious, that our sacrifices and offerings should have a pleasant aroma when we offer them to Hashem. Every time we travel to the Beis HaMikdash, leading an animal as our soon-to-be carbon, we are pulling out all of our ingredients in our pots and our pans, putting on our chef's hat, and mixing up a delicious, tasty dish that is the proper mindset, service, and carrying out of the carbon properly. Ketikunam, b'chol diktukeim uprateim. We are chefs. And now you're surely thinking that it's all fine and dandy, a beautiful idea, but we don't have carbonos anymore. This idea ain't applicable to me. But lo mechachma tishal zos, I don't believe you've asked that question using your wisdom. Because the Gemara, Masechet Brachos, Perek Tefilas HaShachar tells us, in an argument actually back and forth as to what the institution of tefillah, prayer, was in place of. Is it in place of the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or in place of the sacrifices, the Tomid Shel Shachar, the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, and the Hekter Chalovim Ve'evorim? And it comes to a conclusion that our tefillah, Bazman Hazeh, our daily prayers, are our offerings, our karbanos. And our tefillos must be prepared, served by the chef to the king in a delicious and beautiful manner, it would seem. There's an inyan of asiyas matamim, cooking up something to Hashem, for Hashem, at our personal restaurants and the mitzvos and tefillah that we do. We are all chefs, and that takes a whole lot. And there's a lot for us to learn about what it means to be a good chef and create good tefillah. To be a chef, you got to be able to create recipes. You must be able to quickly understand flavor profiles, understand all the different spices and what that za'atar thing is. We must know and be proficient in presentation and in special cooking techniques, how to cook with speed, how to run a kitchen, how to handle a sous chef, or crisis management. All of this goes into being a proper chef. And expanding on this mashal, it would follow that in our tefillah, we have to know how to manage our restaurants, create delicious recipes, present them properly, use our special cooking techniques, and understanding what a tefillah is and how it differs from a bakasha, understanding different tefillah flavor profiles, understanding the poetic nature, the mystical depth to the words that we say, understanding how one should bow when he prays, how he enters into his restaurant, and how he attires himself with his chef's hat or black hat as he prepares for his prayer. And building on this mashal even more, Sacrifices are actually a pretty bloody thing. You know, it's funny that people think of sacrifices as something that is just. It's holy, it's spiritual. And while it is, it's also blood up to the knees, guts pouring out, tying of legs, gouging out of certain parts, breaking necks with fingernails. But all this has a lot of meaning to it. And we're told that at the different parts, from the bloody parts to the more pure and less dirty parts of the carbon, we are to change clothes. The same clothes that the Kohen would wear when he would do the spritzing of the blood isn't the same clothes that he's to wear when it was at cleaner times. It would follow that there's times that the chef, while he's to cook his meal, but he should hardly show his face in the serving of it. That's a job that he passes on to the waiter in a bow tie, a black shirt, a black bow tie, belt, slicked back hair. Rashi tells us that's because there's halachos and certain sensitivities that one has when he is the man behind a 5-star restaurant. You dress the part when you pray and when you do mitzvos. And we've already kind of expanded the topic from Beis Hamikdash sacrifices into tefillah, and that we're all chefs preparing certain tefillos and karbanos. But in breaking into the world of Torah and mitzvos, like we've kind of already done, it truly was done first when the Medrash told us that we're to teach Torah kishulchan aruch, like a set table. You are to put down the Torah in front of your students. You are to teach it in all of its flavor, beautifully organized and ready to be consumed. Commentaries have been called a mapel shulchan, the Ramaz tablecloth that he wrote. And not all food it's served and presented tastes the same. It takes, should salt, olive oil, and pepper a steak? Because a Torah idea given over, that's a beautiful steak, but it isn't seasoned and delivered properly, but rather you tripped on your way out or just threw the steak in a big vat of water without any grilling or salting of it. Yes, it's still a steak, but it hardly has the same delicious tam. Yes, that coincidence. It has hardly that same flavor and reason behind it. You're supposed to grill your fish on a cedar plank. At least that's how the 5-star restaurants do it. And some food, some mitzvos, should be served as a duet or as a trio or with a certain sauce that will improve the dish. Should be served certain desserts a la mode with the right time, like a shulchan aruch, because we are chefs delivering mitzvos, delivering tefillos, and if our mitzvos and tefillos are tasteless, burnt, underdone, or they look like a big mush, it probably isn't going to be a dish that is reordered or an offering that brings a reach nichoyach laHashem. A mitzvah. A steak that is USDA prime cut 18-ounce cowboy steak grilled with those perfect grill lines with mashed potatoes, a Dr. Pepper, or perhaps a glass of Cabernet. Or maybe I'm just getting carried away here. But that is a mitzvah well done. It is a zekeli v'anveyu that's beautiful to the eyes. But a shachris, a kriya shema, a prayer that is heartless, empty, void of emotion, said with just lip service, without thought, meditation, and intention, It's just like serving a bunch of ground meat that's been burnt to a crisp. It's now stuck in your esophagus without anything to wash it down. We are chefs cooking up delicious meals to bring Reach Nichoyach LaHashem. If you're looking or care to run a 5-star restaurant, to get that 5-star review on Yelp and Google, there are certain laws and certain ways and certain mindsets to have in preparing and serving your mitzvos to Hashem. A perfectly grilled Kriya Shema, a beautifully seasoned Perek of Tehillim, and a delicious presentation and preparation of a shir in Gemara and Reb Chaim. Now that's an offering. That's a karban. That's a mitzvah. That brings nachas ruach LaHashem. Noteworthy is, since it is the king that's ordered a dish on our menu from our restaurants, and we are the migursin, the chefs, so it is a little bit of an up to ante if Hashem shouldn't like the dish. As we're told right at the beginning of the Torah, that Cain and Hevel, one became jealous of the other, stabbed his brother to death. It was over 2 karbanos that were offered, both valid, but one was beautiful from choice product, and another was also still a delivering of a promise, a mitzvah kept, technically. But they were hardly comparable. And a delicious meal, a Reach Nichoyach LaHashem, can prove the difference between life and death. We all have different talents, different roles, and we can all be different chefs. The mashal can keep going. You can work at a hibachi restaurant. You can be a sous chef. You want to be more of the second string. You can be a pastry chef, a sushi chef, a grill master, one of those people that loves to grill everything they get their hands on, like those pit masters things where everything is smoked, if you like that. We are megursin, serving up mitzvos, karbanos, tefilos, and Torah, pshat, understanding, and heartfelt dishes to the king who has ordered a dish off of our menu at our restaurant. What we should do is strive to serve dishes, serve mitzvos to Hashem. It's the good type of meal that we all want. And imagine we would be served at a 5-star restaurant. And we should acknowledge that every yid's a fire, every yid's a tzaddik, every yid had a pintle yid, every yid has unimaginable potential. Every single yid, yes, is a chef serving up hopeful Reach Nichoyach LaHashem. And you don't need to attend Kendall College of Culinary Arts and try to learn all the different flavor profiles of food, but do that, understand and educate yourself about what it is that Hashem wants when he orders a mitzvah to be done. If we understand how Hashem wants the meal to be prepared, understanding the mindset and the emotion that God wants us to have in the preparing of our offerings, and hopefully it will bring some satisfaction and a pleasant aroma to Hashem, and he will want to reorder our sacrifice at our restaurant, because ultimately it has been a Reach Nichoyach LaHashem. Kilom kedoshim.